my goodness.
Dwight. Lonely as Dwight.
They don't write them like that. It's poetry. Lonely is the night when you find yourself alone.
Oh.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
What Sammy Hagar say? Only time will...
Only time will tell if you stand the test of time.
Or when I drink alone, I prefer to be by myself. Billy Squire's 72nd birthday today.
Oh, 72.
He's younger than I thought.
Yeah, no kidding. We'll play some Billy Squire today. Sasquatch, 6'8".
And a half.
Apparently it is not No Mo May.
They did mow our lawn yesterday.
They mowed Seneca yesterday.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, so it's not part of the initiative. I hope that we led to that change of getting the lawnmowers out.
That would be the first time this show has done something productive.
So it's not No Mo May for Louisville. We assumed that
parts
yesterday.
Of Louisville.
That's correct. Yeah. Yeah,
so it's so. No Mo May, No Mo.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight.
You know?
So Iroquois Park and all these West End parks and South End parks, they're going with No Mo, but somehow the East End gets mowed.
Coincidence?
Follow the money.
As it as it should be. All right. Country music legend. Did you see who announced yesterday for Iroquois Amphitheater?
Willie Nelson. Yeah, it was a couple of days ago, I think.
It's a Wednesday, though.
Yeah, why do you do that?
Why? I want to go. It's Willie Nelson. He's probably going to die soon. I want to
What are you talking about?
And look, he lives in Realville.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, Will Clark. He's getting older, and the way he's partied, he's really old.
No, what will happen is his bass player will die on the next gig.
Well, he's almost 90 years old.
Yeah, Iroquois Amphitheater has a really unfortunate trend of killing off.
I know, I forgot. Dave, right. I forgot. That's why I was like, why the hell is he telling you talking about the
bass? No, you're right.
90?
Yeah, you know, he's 89. He's getting ready to be 90 at some point this year.
Flip a coin on which Willie you get. You'll get the good hour and a half focused Willie, or you'll get Hank Williams Jr. Willie.
Right, and that's where I was getting at. Every time I've seen Willie Nelson, he just kind of like talks through. And this was decades ago. Angels flying too close.
So he was doing like the William Shatner version.
They'll do like a ground.
That's a shame. Because can we pay more to get the really good Willie?
I don't know. I don't know if there is a really good Willie.
Well, ask Hightower for their tickets.
Right.
You know, these artists can just go like everyone else. This next topic, because I want to go see Willie, but it's a Wednesday night, and now you've really scared me off because you guys are talking about it could be good or bad Willie.
I mean, it's been...
Hey, Dwight, how do I get a good Willie?
Hightower Men's Clinic.
Exactly right. What a great week from Taco Tuesday to Wednesday Willie. I mean, that is perfect.
Well, all right, it's at Iroquois Amphitheater, which is even better.
Love that venue.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, the parking's so awesome there.
Yeah, true.
Is it not good?
It sucks.
Is the parking lot small?
It's like the Highlands of concert venues. There's 3,000 seats and 4 parking spots.
Well,
so then you got to start parking along Iroquois Park, which is fine until you get like 3 miles into it, and you got to walk 3 miles. And
well, that's okay because there's not anybody walking up and down checking if all the doors are locked.
No, right. And on top of that, when you're walking out of the concert, now everybody's trying to leave from parking in the park.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
It's a disaster.
Oh, yeah. All right. Which leads me to the second old guy conversation is we got to talk about tipping. Like, we over-tipped during COVID, did we not? Because everyone was overworked.
It takes a lot for someone to get under 20% at the Witten House.
I'm the same way.
Yep.
And I think here's the rationale between all of us. We've worked customer service with the public, and we know how... At least that's the story for me. I know how painful and how big of a-holes the public are.
We've met the public.
Right. So I try to reward them. I'm so sorry you got this, you know.
Okay. I'm happy they're working. I don't want to chase them back to their couch.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay. All right. That's why we're going to have a conversation,
Let's
Will.
Let's do it.
Look, tipping for services, I'm all in. Mm-hmm. But when I go check out at my favorite salad place, and they just make it along the lines like the sandwich place.
Subway.
Where he just goes down the line and boom, I pay. You can't check out unless they suggest 20% tip 15% tip. Now,
see,
I'm not cool with that.
Because I'm not going to tip there.
Right.
Because it's a fast food
place.
That's
my point.
Like, nothing was brought to my table. You provided no other service other than to make the food that I paid for.
Well, at some restaurants, when you get carry out, they want a tip. And I will tip, but it won't be 20%.
I feel obligated. Yeah, I mean, it's usually like a courtesy $5 thing. Because I drove there, I picked it up.
Right.
So, but you know, you had it waiting, it's hot. And 99% of the time it's correct. I think that's worth an extra $5.
This never used to be a problem. Then I started adding that to carry out. It's like, wait a minute.
Wait.
We used to just pay for this and go home. You're guilting me.
That was the advantage. Was that you go pick it up, you got out of the delivery charge stuff. I don't want to pay a guy to do that. I'll do it myself.
But if I, like, say I'm doing, like, I'm on the way home from work and I order something. And I do the pull up in the spot, and you know I tell them I'm in spot 3, and somebody brings it to the car.
Right,
I'm cool tipping there.
Okay,
too.
Yeah, all right, yeah. All right. I'm still iffy on that one, but I waited tables.
But that's a service.
That's a service that you're bringing out to me.
Your car could arguably be the table at that.
But they're going out of their way to sort of making you feel guilty, Heine Brothers. When you give your credit card anywhere else, they pull it in. You go to McDonald's, they put it in the thing, you pull it out, they just give you your credit card.
Yeah.
Back. Heine Brothers coffee, great coffee, right?
Yep.
My daughter's addicted to it, so we go through the drive-thru. Mm-hmm. They hand you the clipboard and your card back with the pen.
Mm-hmm.
And as in, they want you to fill it out and leave a tip.
Right.
I'm not leaving you a tip for a $4 lemonade.
That, my friend, is why you need to go to Donger's BP for your coffee in the morning. But I'll tell you what's even...
We need to get Willie to Donger's.
Yes, we do.
Can I buy beef products there?
Donger's...
Or Heine Brothers.
My gosh. No, absolutely you can't. Donger's BP has the best chicken in town, too. But listen... What? Listen, if you don't get your chicken from Donger's BP, what are you doing?
If there's people that listen to this show, that don't live in this town, they download the podcast at iHeart. They're going to travel to Louisville for the Derby or a basketball game or football. They're going to search for this Donger's BP's five-star place and not realize it's a gas station.
That's right. Well, not just a gas station.
Right. I'm sorry.
Louisville's best gas station.
Listen, Donger's BP is a gas station / chicken joint / coffee barista place. But anyway.
It's like a gastro station, actually.
Here's what
coffee barista place.
Here's what irritates me more than the tip.
All right.
This irritates me more. I go to buy my groceries. It happened last week. I go to buy my groceries. Whoever rings me up, and then they say, hey, would you like to donate...
X amount of dollars to blah, blah, blah.
Or do you hate children?
Right.
Yes.
And I'll say this. Well, no, we already have our own organizations we donate to, but this company's more than welcome to take 10% of my purchase power and donate it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
I always wondered why so many places did that, and then I figured.
Here we go.
They're taking the money in.
And?
They're donating it as if they are donating it.
And?
Writing it off their taxes.
Yep. There you go.
Bingo.
So again, you're more than welcome to take 10% of my receipt and donate it to such and such.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could do that. But as far as me, strong-arming me. And they ask you in front of like a crowd of 20.
Yeah, but see, that, I don't care about that. Because I'm not going to donate. And I'm beyond being shamed at this point. Would you like to donate?
You do enough yourself.
To the Sad Children Foundation? No, give me my stuff.
Right, but I just want to counter put them on the spot and say, no, I already give to charitable organizations. Susan and I have a percentage of our income that goes to charity.
Like, I help certain charities. So, I'm not getting guilted.
But I always say to put them back on the spot, no, but such and such store, you're more than welcome to take 10% and donate it.
Did you say the Sad Children Place?
I said the Sad Children Foundation.
Right. The Sad Children
Foundation. I would like to recommend the Children Without Mask Society as a charity.
Since Squatch is a little warmed up and we talked about food,
I've got an
Ask Squatchy up his alley.
All right.
Bobby on Facebook writes in.
Hi, Bob.
Bobby. What's up, Buck?
Hey, Bobby.
My wife recently found out that she has a gluten intolerance.
All right.
And now our whole household is suffering for it. Instead of buying her own separate food that she can eat, she decided the whole house now needs to be gluten-free.
No!
She threw out all the bread, the cookies, the cakes, and replaced them with gluten-free options, which don't exactly taste good. I'm trying to be supportive. Me and the kids are miserable. I went out and bought some stuff, but she found it, and now she's mad.
All right, Bobby, here's what's going to happen.
Buckle up, Bobby.
Yeah, you need to launch some sort of an insurrection here. You need to go out and just get a cartload of whatever it is that you eat. And if there's gluten in it, well, tough cookies, lady.
Yes!
You go out and get your cardboard with, you know, salted cardboard whatever on it. And Bobby and the crew over here will eat real food, and everybody will be just fine.
Or just get down to Barino's and get a cauliflower crust.
Yeah, or lots of pasta.
Yes, lots of gluten-free options.
I think that issue touches a lot of families because people have done that gluten-free. People go paleo, and they're only doing, you know, no carbs, and you're trying to
decide. You went through the paleo phase.
I did, and it was an issue for a couple of years of, I'm not eating any bread, so I'm not doing this, and
yeah,
the kids were eating bread.
You were the weirdo that came back from Wendy's with a patty with
yes.
cheese on it
yes.
and then proceeded to sit at your
in
desk
a tray.
With a fork and knife and cut it up as if
yes.
it was a steak.
Yes. Yes. No shame.
The pizza topping scrapers.
Yes!
The reason, circle back to the tip thing. The reason I talk about the tip thing and brought that issue up because there was a TikToker named Lauren Romero that picked her dog up from the kennel. And she got a call when she was on the way to the kennel that said, we only accept tips in cash, so please tip in cash. She hung up the phone and recorded her TikTok by saying, why am I tipping the kennel lady? If you had did some other service for my dog, let me know and then I'll tip you. But I don't think it's okay for me to tip the kennel lady. Or call me and tell me we only accept cash. Tipping the kennel lady, Dave, yes or no?
No, because here's what they do. They'll say, okay, it's $22 a day to have your pet stay here, but if you want them to walk outside at all, that's an extra $5.
Right.
If you'd like some petting time, that's another $5.
Oh,
if you'd like water, that's another $5.
What?
No, that's what they do. Pretty soon it's $40.
Like an airline?
Pretty soon it's $40 Absolutely. A day, and then they want a tip on top of that?
Here's what we
work
do.
That into the extra cost.
Okay, when we go on vacation, when we go to Mexico, and this is just me, make fun of me all you want, I don't want Lemmy out of his own environment that he's used to. So we hire people to stay at our house.
We do the same thing.
Okay, but I contract them at a certain amount of dollars. It's usually my brother because he can work out,
that's
of,
different.
Out of the house. But I do pay more than I say we're going to do it for
yeah.
just because I'm so grateful. But
I think Mitch would do it for free just to have access to your underwear drawer.
For some reason, Mitch Witten won't return any of my calls or emails or texts or private messages or tweets or Instagrams.
Got the photos, did he?
I don't know.
Are you making it up that they charge you extra for
no,
the
absolutely
walking,
they do.
The dog?
No, absolutely.
Not at all. The water, I made that part
yeah,
of
but it. No, they do it. It's like a tiered package thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do remember taking one of our cats because cats don't normally, they're smarter than dogs. Everyone
and they're
knows
jerks.
That. So she licked up some sort of fluid outside and it, she got sick.
Sounds like Susan's college years. Like,
so the cat licked the fluid, didn't it?
Well, you really lobbed that one right across the plate, didn't you?
It was like Freon or something like that. Or not Freon, but antifreeze.
What's going on at your house that Freon's just oozing into the driveway?
So we took it to the thing, and so they washed it with like, you know.
We took it to the thing, and they washed it.
We took it to the veterinarian, and they washed it. And they said, but if you want us to watch her overnight, we can do that. We'll just put her in the thing, and we have someone here overnight.
Oh,
I said,
like,
well, how much is that? She goes, $200. This is 15 years ago. $275. And I said, what? And she said, yeah, $275. I go, do you understand that I can go check into the Sealback?
Right.
I could hire someone at the Sealback to sit in the room with this cat for the rest of the night and order room service for less than what you're going to do by sticking her in that steel box?
Mr. Vanetti,
yes.
We have an issue. We were given Fluffy the turndown service, and we noticed that she had a runny nose. Would you require a Kleenex to wipe its runny nose?
If so, that's an extra $10.
Right.
Now, if the cat needed medical attention and a vet was on site through the overnight to
yes,
watch.
Yes,
but you know that's
I understand that.
But you know that's not it.
That's not it.
No, like there was some college intern
right.
that was in there
yes.
overnight.
Yeah, a college intern is watching Matlock.
He's playing Minecraft or something like that. He's not watching Matlock. It's not 1985.
All right.
That would have been me in there overnight.
There's a college kid in there playing the TikTok. He's not watching Mittens at all. Poor
nobody,
Mittens.
Nobody ever wins that game.
Poor Mittens.
Playing the TikTok.
Playing the TikTok. All right, man. It's time for the joke of the day.
Hey, fellas.
Hey.
Dwight.
D.W.
D-bag.
You like my new shoes?
Yeah.
I got them off a drug dealer. I don't know what he's laced what? Him. I don't know what he laced him with, but I've been tripping all day.
Oh, it's not bad. I allow it.
I've always been addicted to things. I got an addictive personality. I got addicted to the Hokey Pokey one time.
Yeah.
Eventually, I turned myself around.
Two in a row.
Went to the psychiatrist.
Two in a row.
We're getting awfully close to the sun here.
That's overtime there.
This is where I blow it. I went to my psychiatrist and said I got a problem with addiction. He said, I think it's all rooted in one problem.
Yeah.
You have a preoccupation with vengeance. I said, we'll see about that.
Three for three.
Hey, baby.
Joke of the day.
Southern Comfort hot tubs. Oh, the Witten family loves ours. You're going to love yours, too. What, you don't have one? We'll get down to 7501 Preston Highway. And by the way, we'll be broadcasting live down there tomorrow, 9 a.m. to noon. Southern Comfort hot tubs, they will get you in a hot tub no matter what your budget is. They're there to help. Plus, they have 12 months same as cash. That's what Susan and I did, and we use ours almost every single night. It's like a mini vacation right there in your own backyard. You're going to love it. Do you know the benefits of having your own hot tub with Jets? Well, get on the Google machine and find out. You're going to be amazed. Then go down to 7501 Preston Highway and upgrade your family's life. Do it with a Southern Comfort hot tub. 7501 Preston Highway. Tell Todd that we said hey.
Mike Harlow says, do fast food workers even share get a share of the tips? That's why I'm reluctant fast food shop.
That's a good
tipper.
Point. That's a great
That's right.
point.
Do they even get the money? All right, back after this. Keep an eye on the news, Sasquatch.
You're all righty.
News Radio 840 WHANS.
WHAS.
What did you used to call this song, Tony?
I thought in fourth grade, I'm putting my books in my locker, and I said, Lopez, Lopez.
Lopez, Lopez.
And my buddy was like, what the hell are you singing? I was like, dude, Billy Squire, Lopez, Lopez. He goes, it's stroke me, stroke me.
Yeah, I don't know how you're hearing that one. Stroke me.
There's a feint of it.
And then it came out with Rock Me Tonight, and they said, I know what, for this video, let's dress you up like Olivia Newton-John, and you can...
The 80s were tough.
And you can sashay about. Yeah, it didn't do him so well, though. Whatever happened to Billy Squire?
Just to let you know, Mandy Connell a little bit later in the show at 11:05.
Yeah, Gil Moore from Triumph is going to be joining the show in just a couple of minutes. We're going to find out what's going on with that band. They haven't really toured since 1993, and they did a couple of shows in 2008. But what a great band to call it quits so young in their career, if you ask me. Join us tomorrow at Southern Comfort Hot Tubs. We're going to be broadcasting live from 9 a.m. to noon. We'd love to come have you come by and just say hi to us.
If they have hot tubs.
If you get a chance. Oh, they got great hot tubs.
I say that, and people go, well, why did Vinetti just say they have hot tubs? Because I know it sounds stupid and simple, but they have hot tubs right now
right.
to sell.
Right. No, other places that you're going
to It's hard
wait.
To get some.
You're going to wait 12 to 18 months in some cases for your hot tub. They have over 200 models ready for immediate delivery. So Facebook, a lot of people, if you haven't noticed this, I don't know where you've been, but a lot of people are starting to change their app. They download this app to make their profile picture like a cartoon face. Have you seen this?
I did it for my email, like a caricature.
No, this is something totally different.
Oh, okay.
It's on Facebook. There's a Facebook app.
Oh, this is the metaverse, right?
If something new comes about, everybody on Facebook does it, and everybody's profile looks the same. Always ask yourself, if I'm downloading this app, what am I giving up? Well, if you're even a random Facebook user, you've seen the cartoon faces. People have been turning their own pictures into like a...
I've seen that.
Like a painted picture.
Like a bunch of people are doing it.
Yeah, like an artsy-looking avatar of themselves.
Uh-oh, what's the deal?
Well, the free app's a hit with the users, but it doesn't mean it's going to not cost you anything. Warnings have been issued that the app actually comes out of Russia. It goes through a company called LineLock Investments.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, LineLock Investments is not a big outfit. Their offices are just an apartment complex with a view of the Moscow River to the Russian Ministry of Defense. The address that you see is a Florida address, but it, in fact, is not as we... Oh, I think we have Gil Moore
I want to come back to this story, too.
As we go to Gil Moore with Triumph. Hey, Gil, how you doing, man?
Hey, Tony, how are you, my friend?
That's actually Dwight, but there's Tony right there.
Hey, buddy!
Hey, listen, Gil, it's been a long, long time. Tell us about this streaming event for Triumph, because... I mean, it's such a great, spectacular band. What do we have going on? I know tickets are available up to May 15th, which is right around the corner. But talk about the streaming event, if you don't mind.
The streaming event's this Friday night on Nugs.net. And you can get your tickets on Nugs.net. I think there's a link on our website, triumphmusic.com. And basically, you have a 2-day window, if I'm not mistaken, in case you're in halfway around the world in a different time zone, to watch the stream. And there's a Q&A with the band as well. It's not part of the movie, but it comes with that ticket.
One thing that I found strange when reading about that, it said, okay, you guys are from Canada, and it said stream not available in Canada. You guys in trouble up there or something?
Well, it's not exactly like that. No, what the deal is up here in Canada is that it's already streaming on Crave, which is kind of, Canada's Netflix, if you will, through Bell Media. So they've got the exclusive rights to it up here. So that's why the stream is not available up here in Canada, because they have it on Crave.
Talking with Gil Moore from Triumph, listen, how does this work? Because you basically had two lead singers, two songwriters. How does that work? Would you and Rick ever get at odds on who was going to be vocals on each song, or was it just, who wrote the song and or vice versa? How did you figure that out, and was there ever friction between you two?
It was mainly based on the style of the song, I would say, more than anything. So usually in the studio, we'd be hacking our way through it and, hey, you try this, you try that. And we just kind of ham and egged it. And it was really not ever very hard to figure out who was going to sing what. It just seemed to, one song, if it was rockier or bluesier, it tended to go to me. And if it was, higher register and so on, it went to Rick. So it's never really an issue.
I used to love my copy on vinyl. Unfortunately, I sold it with all of my records. I used to go to record stores, and I came out with a book. It's How to Turn $10,000 Worth of Vinyl into $300 in 30 Short Years. So if you want to get a copy of that. So on Allied Forces, though, I just had a white paper sleeve. So there were no liner notes. Who's the artist in the band? Who did the album cover?
Oh, Rick Emmett is a tremendous graphic artist, and I think what ended up happening is after the first few albums where the record company handles it and they hire a graphic artist, finally we said, hey, Rick's sketches are better than what these artists are doing. So he kind of took over. He did our logos. He did a cartoon column that was really funny, and a lot of the starting with Just a Game, I guess, which is where all that artwork, the game itself and the logo and the flying bird and all that stuff, that's all Rick's artwork. So he did an amazing job in the art department and really never got that much credit for it.
I remember seeing the first time I actually saw the visual of Triumph. I mean, I loved the music when I heard it on the radio. It was just unlike anything I ever heard. But the first time I actually saw Triumph, I think it was Don Kirshner's rock concert or something along the lines of that, late at night. And it was such
We were at Don Kirshner's rock concert, for sure.
I think that's exactly where I saw it at. But I remember thinking, man, these guys are so fantastic, and there's so much energy. But then basically, the band calls it quits in 93. You did a couple of dates in 2008. What was the last straw to split the band, for lack of a better term, because you guys were and are amazing.
Well, we I guess it's like this. I mean, really, in 88, there was a couple things that happened simultaneously. Like, Rich wanted to kind of go do his own thing, but at the same time, my father had passed away the year before and just kind of knocked me off my horse in a way that it's hard for me to describe. And I didn't want to go on the road anymore with a rock band. You know, we fired the engines up again in 93, and we made another album. But I just found at that time that, you know, hey, my life has moved on, and I think Mike felt the same way. We love working with Phil Exo, great guitarist and a great guy as well, and he's done amazing things with Bon Jovi. Life, I think, has its own sort of cadence for everybody, you know, and you sometimes find that you make different choices for different reasons. I don't look back with any regret on the choices that I made, because I felt like, hey, that was a young man's game. That was a really great ride that we had. Mm-hmm. We sort of when we were on top, and what I've done since then with music through Metalworks and our companies that we have here has been a great ride. And I've been able to be in Toronto or Mississauga here and be with my family, which I wouldn't trade that for anything.
A lot was made, of course, about the British invasion, but I looked at my record collection. I saw my Triumph records, my Rush records, my Loverboy, my April Wine, my Saga, and I said, wait a minute, there's a Canadian invasion going on right under our noses.
Yeah, no kidding.
Was there any, like, friendly competition between all you guys in the States?
I think, really, you know, the United States, the Canadian band was that was the holy grail of success, really. We wanted to get across the 49th parallel, and it's just something that was part of the community, I'll say, of Canadian musicians, feeling like, you know, the States is where you make it, and, you know, Canada is where you hone your craft or something like that. So I don't think there was a competition between those bands, but I think there was definitely a common desire to break out, let's say, of Canada and try to, you know, prove your mettle, let's say, in the United States.
Gil, in the last minute, we're getting ready to go to break. Do you think that the rhythm section doesn't get enough credit? In my opinion, when I hear Charlie Watts, Nico McBrain, John Bonham, different drummers in rhythm sections, I recognize their kit immediately. But people act like it's interchangeable. Do you think the rhythm section doesn't get enough credit in music? Because I do.
Well, you know what? I think you and I should form a club, you know, because all of those, let's face it. Mike and Rick that for years, and they're not listening.
Yeah, right. But it is in fact the oomph of the band is what gets the asses out of seats jumping. Listen, Gil.
Before we let you go, you guys are ambassadors for Record Store Day. Tell us about that.
Oh yes, right.
Well, you know, Record Store Day is pretty cool, and we were kind of honored to be asked to be Canadian ambassadors, and first time ever. And you know, that box set, the only thing that I kind of regret about it is they did such a great job promoting it. It was, like, sold out, and I don't know, it seemed like overnight, you know, it was more people trying to buy it than they could get their hands on it. So we sort of encouraged Round Hill to try to do another run to sort of fulfill the demand. But it's an amazing box set, and Andy Curran, I got to give him credit. You know, he worked on a Rush box set, and then he did our box set after the beautiful job he did on Rush. And he did a magnificent job on that piece. So, from a collector's point of view, if you're a fan of the band, it's a really nice item.
Gil Moore, Triumph. Thank you so much, Gil, for the great Triumph music and all the great Triumph shows we've had over the years. Hey, look, we'll be seeing you on the stream this weekend, Gil. Okay.
Awesome. Love Louisville. Thank you so much for hosting me.
Hey, thanks,
Thank
Gil.
You, Gil.
I appreciate it. There you go. Gil Moore, Triumph. What a band, man.
All right. News is coming up here in just a couple minutes, so hang out right here on News Radio 840 WHNS. Allen Electrical 636 Help is the phone number. Give them a call if you need a residential electrician. That means your home. They don't mess with commercial. They are worried about you and your family. Now, a lot of outfits these days are taking up electrical work also, like a side job. You want to go to the experts that are dedicated residential electricians. That's all they do. The parts are on the van. They show up on time. And matter of fact, they go to your schedule, not theirs. Allen Electrical, 636-HELP is the phone number. Give them a call.